Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independent in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Graziella Hall. And we are in the middle of the Christina Liu Show, which is always full of information, excitement, and we talked about it earlier, the conclusion of a great, great, great show today. So take over, Christina.
Yes. Well, first of all, on a side note, I love when John says your name because that might be my favorite thing. You know, he doesn't miss a beat with that Graziella. I like how it really rolls off the tongue. I also just want to give a shout out to Northwell Health, who is our platinum sponsor.
Oh, it's important
for the conference, which is they're always such a wonderful supporter, and they also provide all of our nursing staff for PI. So thank you to Northwell for that. Also, this is our first show since our anniversary. We celebrated our anniversary show last week.
Right.
Now we are officially in our ninth year, which sounds like really old, and it's just crazy. But last week's show was certainly fabulous, and I just want to give another big thank you to everyone that's been part of the program, and especially all of our co-hosts. I know it was just really nice. We should have had a behind the scenes because that's what was so nice.
It was
just
fun.
All the co-hosts getting to
fun, yeah.
to talk and mingle and laugh, which was a successful day. I was so happy on Friday. I was like, this is great.
It turned out to be a good day.
I was like, what a great day.
It was a good day.
So it was really fabulous.
But you know, it was. And it's a good day because it's the culmination of really, all the work you do.
Oh, thanks.
Because it really is. It's tremendous. And like even today's show with disabilities, I mean, with your aunt that's physical and mental disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
New York State, when Patterson was the governor, there was a Disability Act went in. It was Disability Act 184 that went into effect.
I remember that one.
You remember that one? You remember that one, Graziella?
Yes, I do. I remember that.
Mm. And what does that one represent?
Oh, 184 days past Christina's birthday.
Ah, that's a good co-host.
Right, way to kick in the ninth year, Graziella.
That's a good
We should have a little bell that gets up when the co-host has
Yes.
I like when the co-hosts are just completely lost and think John's just full of random trivia facts.
Oh, I know.
It's my personal favorite. Wow, we're getting close.
It's basically there. So
we're basically there. So
you
gotta
get ready.
Stay tuned, guys.
Soon.
Start planning. But on another note, which is really great, we had our article that was in the paper and the local papers, which was so wonderful about the radio show. And I've been getting tons of calls and people saying, please promote this. So I have a bunch of announcements I'd like to get to.
Cool.
So the Village of New Hyde Park is going to be hosting a scam prevention workshop on Monday, October 7th. It'll be two sessions, 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. over at Marcus Christ Hall. It's going to be a bunch of different officers from the 3rd Precinct.
Okay.
So we really just want to inform people because we're certainly always preaching about scam awareness. So that you can call 311. We can give you more information
Quick. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Ryder was on 2 weeks ago, Nassau County Commissioner of Police. Scams are up 140% year to date.
So?
I mean, other things we hear in down 10%, like crime, you know, guns and violence, that kind of stuff, you know, that's down.
Yeah.
But scams are up 140% as of a couple of weeks ago. So we're in October.
Because you know why? But
the
problem is, too, is it's so easy to, just come up with something new with technology. I mean, I was saying, I don't know if they're scams because I don't answer half the time, but the amount of phone calls I've been getting on my home phone, my home phone never rings. This past month, every 5 seconds, my house.
It rings.
And I mean,
all
I don't answer it,
but
so
you probably
God
did
only knows
something.
Who's
Usually
gone,
it you did something.
God only knows.
You might have answered something.
I mean,
something.
I do order a lot of things.
Yeah,
who knows?
Something happened, and then you got on a list.
I don't even know. It's and my cell phone, forget it. It's constant. And I've been getting on my cell phone, which, because they could do the number, I'll be getting calls. It says, because my number is saved as me on my phone.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And me is calling me.
Yes, I've gotten that, too.
What?
And I was the other day, I was this is a new one. And it's happened to me, three times.
Me is calling
me. Is calling
How
me.
Do they do that?
Well, they're able to. There's a you know, to take the number and make it look like you're someone else. So that's what a lot of scams are doing. So it'll say the sheriff's office or whatever. It'll say different things. Social Security.
So,
yeah, so that's
Social Security.
So it's not even safe anymore to just, if
your
you see it on caller ID.
Your number has been compromised.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, what's good is, like, my husband's work phone will say, like, possible scam or something. Like
mine
when someone
says
calls
that.
Him.
Yes,
yeah, mine says scam likely.
Yeah, scam likely. Yeah,
mine says
yeah
scam
my
likely.
Home phone says that.
But it's so you know.
But I don't answer it if you don't have a name.
Yeah,
I don't answer the
I
phone.
Just
anything
really
that comes
yeah.
up numbers because then if it's important you leave a message.
Yes, I agree.
And then
uh-huh.
then I convert you to a name.
Yes, right.
You know,
exactly. I like that. That's a good kind of rule of thumb. So it's just important to always ask questions, as we always say, and just you know. Be aware.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, we're going to be having the fabulous Gold Coast Film Festival will be kicking off soon. And what's really exciting is the Town Civil Rights film that we had on a couple of months ago. It was accepted into the Gold Coast International Film Fest.
Wow.
So that's going to be a screening of that on November 9th at 2 p.m. And it's going to be at the Soundview Cinema in Port Washington. And it's completely free, the screening. So I really encourage people to go. I mean, that was one of my favorite shows that we had on because we had all the different players. Because in North Hempstead, there was really a lot of people who were part of the civil rights
right,
movement,
right.
which was really interesting. So definitely check out that. We're actually going to have on at the end of October the representative from the film festival who will be talking about all the different things going on. Because there's events, and it's really a fun kind of thing. So she will be on to
who's
that
again? That.
Caroline Stark.
Caroline, right.
She'll be on. Also, I know everyone is always trying to figure out what to do with leftover medications. I mean, I think we all have leftover medications lying around our house. And the STOP program no longer collects it,
right.
as we know. But there are these little events that are popping up that are called Shed the Meds. So the Great Neck Water Pollution Control District, these are residents, can drop off pharmaceutical waste at the district's drive-thru. So I know a lot of local districts will be doing this. But this is October 20th. 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. East Shore Road in Great Neck.
Okay.
So if you have any questions, you can call the Great Neck Police Department. So that's popping off there. And then we had another one somewhere, if I could find my papers. They're like all over the place. I had another one somewhere. We'll find it. But please call 311 because it's certainly something, you know, that's important.
This is it's not silly, you know. My insurance requires the pharmacy to fill 3 months at a time of a drug. Okay, so I'm not getting 15 or 20.
Yep.
I'm getting jars. But every one of these were in trials,
mm-hmm.
so I might take it for 3 or 4 days, and I'm saying making me
right.
crazy. I have a drawer of drugs. So they're 30, they're 60, 90 days.
I don't
supply.
Know if you want to advertise that, John. I'm just kidding.
But it's the truth. I
have people stopping by your house.
Right. Oh, but they're not kind of stuff. It's, you know,
yeah, no,
if they were good ones, I'd be taking them. But no, it's a shame. They should have some system where you can do it for a week.
Yep.
Especially when it's a
trial. I know, you know what, too?
Because
it seems
drug.
So.
It's a
like,
trial for the
it seems
individual.
So wasteful.
Taking.
I have gotten two medications from one of my doctors already where I took it for two different ones for 2 days and it didn't agree with me and then
you stop, you have to.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't know that until they give it to you.
Exactly.
And it, you know, it could be the perfect drug, but I mean the insurance company requires 90 days, whatever.
I think that there is a rule that you can get the least you can get is like 5 tablets.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't remember where I saw that.
Hmm. But well, you know, you could always, we want to encourage you, you could always drop them off at the police department.
Yes, that's what I do.
And here I found my other thing. So a Saturday, which is tomorrow, October 5th, at Clingy Martin Park, from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., will be a shredding event and shed the meds.
Okay.
And the police department will be there, you know, collecting the medication there. So, and the shredding, it's a 3-bag limit, a supermarket shopping bag, no magazines, newspapers or greeting cards, which is interesting. They're telling you to recycle those things, which is interesting.
Yeah.
So that's October 5th. That's over at Clingy Martin Park.
Now we're going to get crazy. What did you just do to your hair?
What did you do to my
did
hair?
It just drop down? Did you?
Oh, yes.
See, I'm talking aggressively. I look at you. It looks very nice.
I like to change it between segments.
I
you know,
saw
yes.
her doing it.
You're killing me.
I was like, what did I just do to my hair?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Know.
I'm saying, what's different?
Yes, you know, I like to keep it fresh. Every segment, I change it up.
So it's just for the meds and the shredding.
Yep, shredding right. And meds. And that's Clingy Martin Park, 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. But I would encourage you to get there earlier because if the truck is full, it might end before 12:30.
Right, so that's true. That's
you're always
point.
Better off getting there at the 9:30 slot. And I just want to tell people to tune in next week. We're going to have on a representative from St. Francis Hospital who's going to talk about Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Okay.
And we also have on our newest councilwoman, Veronica Lurvy, will be on for the first time on our radio show. So
Right.
It should be a great show, so definitely check that out.
Actually, I'm talking to Veronica on Monday about it.
Oh, good.
She wanted to go over things. I said, you'll be fine.
Tell her not to be scared.
I said that. I said, yeah. It's just a conversation.
Yes, that's what I said. I love when people are nervous, and I'm like, listen, guys, you don't know what you just walked in on. It's
I couldn't say no. It's like, okay, you want to talk about it.
But it should be great, so definitely tune. I'm excited to hear a little bit about her and kind of how she got involved in things, so that should be
wonderful.
Yeah,
she really is. She's a wonderful lady. She got interviewed when you need a replacement, and there was, I think, 7 of them were interviewed. Mm-hmm. And she was the one we picked, and then she got, full support of the board. So now she's...
Yeah, and she's really out there doing it great, and we're very fortunate to have fabulous council people in North Hempstead.
You need people that are out there trying to help the community. And that's what local government's about. Local government is not about what's going on in Europe. I don't really care. I mean, you do care.
No, it is, but it really impacts you so much in your daily life. And I see, especially Supervisor Boswell, I'll just give a shout out because she's a fabulous supervisor and supporter of Project Independence. And I see her at these events, and she will go around and literally talk to every person there.
Yep.
And I'm not even exaggerating. Like, I really
saw her at the children's event in Clark Gardens.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to her there.
Yeah. Yes. That's what I'm saying.
She
and it's a wonderful trait. She's
community minded and she's a person people, if that's the
case. Very much a people.
Oh, and
we're done for today.
That's
Thank
right.
You for
Tune
listening.
In we're, next
you've
week.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful weekend.